It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Oh my goodness, we have a new decade. It is a brand new year. It is a new week, a new day, a new moment. It's right now. This moment never to be repeated. Isn't that cool? I love thinking about things like that. My name is Jane, and of course, you're tuned in to The Next Room. I wanted to take the beginning of this newness to kind of explain why I'm doing the show and what it means to me and kind of where we're going to go from here, because it's always good to kind of reset things at the beginning of a new time. So thank you so much for tuning in. I have been fascinated with death and in particular, I would say more or less like the afterlife. What comes next? What comes next? You know, we're here. We're this force of energy. We have relationships. We have lives. We work. We love. We laugh. We cry. We have all these different life experiences. And then one day we die. The one thing that every single human being and human component and lifelike creature on the planet is going to experience. Some have longer lives, some have shorter ones. So I just wanted to kind of wrap my head around that a little bit and kind of explain where I am in this process. Fully alive today, which is a good thing. but, you know, I was looking online and it talks about thermodynamics. And it's basically the law of conservation of energy. And it states that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred or changed from one form to another. So I like this. I find this extremely comforting. So in other words, you really don't die. You just change forms. Now, whatever that looks like to you or whatever your belief system is, I honor all of it. And I welcome a very good, healthy, deep conversation about whatever it is that you feel is next. And I've had people on the show that literally don't think there's anything. They just think fade to black, we're done, time out, stick a fork in me, I'm done. I really don't buy that theory, but it's okay. I honor that you may think that way, but I'm going to probably argue with you because of the pure fact that I just have this gentle, amazing knowing. And I've also had concrete proof from those that have gone before me that they are very, very much alive and well. They're just the way that my brain works and the way of my understanding is I cannot see them no longer because they have transferred into a different form. I'm not equipped to be able to see them. However, I do have friends that are able to see them and hear them and translate for me. So I'm very grateful for all of the people who have been on the show. I mean, I have had extraordinary people in the past year. The Next Room has been in the process of growing for the past year. So this is my second year, super excited about it. But I've had people like unbelievable psychics, like Pamela Osley from Santa Barbara comes to mind. Pam is a great friend of mine, but she's also incredibly tuned in. She's brilliant and she's lovely and she's wise and she's written some beautiful books, but she also has a very dialed in perspective on what comes next. Pam's been a fabulous guest. I've had Sarah Bamford Seidelman on the show, who I absolutely adore. Sarah's a shaman. She's also a death doula. She's written some great books. I love her book of Beasties. It's one of my go-tos. And it talks about how we connect with animals and what maybe we can learn from living, you know, cohesively with our beasties. Laura Pritchett, she's been on the show. She's fabulous. She is a great, very prolific author. And she wrote a really fun book called Making Friends with Death. And it's kind of where, you know, we're all taught to kind of visualize our life, you know, visualize that new job, visualize that new relationship, visualize making a lot of money, buying a new car, going to Italy, whatever it is. You know, we have this visualization process. Well, Laura's whole concept is about visualizing your perfect death, your perfect exit. How do you see it and feel it and want it to be? Which makes a lot of sense to me because I meditate and visualize all the time. So why not spend a few minutes visualizing a cute little wrinkled old Jane, very healthy, right up to the end. Say I'm, how about 98? My beautiful children and their loved ones, you know, who they married in, and grandkids, and maybe even a great grand, who knows? I don't know if I'll have enough time for that. But anyway, they're all surrounding me. They've got my favorite music playing. They're cooking my favorite food. They're laughing and telling stories, and they're holding my hand, and I take a nice big last breath and I exit. Okay. To me, that is beautiful. Oh, and I am home. I'm in my own home, surrounded with my own things and smells and loved ones. So to me, that's a perfect exit, right? So that's what Laura's talking about, is sort of getting down to brass tacks and visualizing how you want it to be. Because so many of us won't think about that or talk about it because like, oh, I don't want to talk about that because then maybe it'll happen. Well, no, that's not the case. That's not how this works. Or at least I don't think so. So I'm still here now, right? I haven't croaked yet. So this is the next room. We're going to explore near-death experiences. We're going to explore talking to people on the other side and signs that we get. We're going to talk about funerals. I'm especially motivated and really drawn to the green aspect of funerals these days and learning more about that. I'm open to speaking to hospice workers. Oh my goodness, I'm so honored. I actually was just asked, I'm going to be speaking this week to UniCare. It's a hospice organization in San Diego, and they invited me to come up and speak. And at first, I was a little freaked out, kind of like, what do I know? Well, I'm just going to go and kind of talk to them about what I do and my show and radio, and I'm hoping that I can spread a little, I don't know, maybe some cheer, because that's a pretty heavy thing that those angels on earth do for a living. Hospice workers have to be some of the most compassionate, loving, and giving people. I can't imagine. I just think, wow, who are you to be able to walk alongside someone's final moments and then do it again? After that person passes, you do it again, you do it again, you do it over and over and over. They're always giving comfort to those that are leaving us. So that's a little bit about the show. I'm open. If you have suggestions, you have authors you would like me to speak with, you can message me or message me through my Facebook page, which is The Next Room. Easy to find. Please share it with your friends. I'm trying to grow more of a, you know, more audience and find more people that are connected through this, I don't know, collective passion over The Next Room. Also, I have an email address you can send it to. It's thenextroomwithjane@gmail.com. Super easy. Thenextroomwithjane@gmail.com. Email me. And you don't have to be an author. You do not have to be an expert in death and dying or funerals or obituaries or whatever. You can just be my neighbor. And if you have a perspective or you have something interesting or maybe a loved one has left you a sign, I want to hear about it. That's what's great about this, is it doesn't have to be some, I don't know, scientific situation. Let's just go from what we know. Let's go from our gut instinct. Let's just talk. Let's just talk about it. And maybe you can educate me about new things that have happened or new things I've never heard about. I'm always curious about all of it. I'm open to receiving. So speaking of signs, some of you that have been listening to this show, you know the story, so I'm going to keep it brief. But my mother, she transferred and transitioned on October 1st, 2010. Arguably, in my life, the most devastating thing I've ever had to experience. I don't know why, but I thought she was going to be around forever and ever and ever. I was still in my 40s when she passed. So, not just my mom, my best friend and my spiritual confidant. And man, she just had so many gifts and shared them with so many people. So she left. It was like a cannon was shot through my guts. And I had a hard time. Grief that I had never even, I didn't even know what grief was. Seriously. Lost a cat here and there, maybe an elder aunt. Loved my Aunt Mabel, my Uncle Doug, different people that I really loved, but didn't live with intimately like I lived with my mom. You know, she grew me and she was cool. So cool. Her name was Betty. Anyway, my mom leaves and I'm just a mess for, I'd say, about a year. I don't remember much of that whole year after she passed. And but I'm still doing functioning. You know, I'm still on the air. I'm still a mom. I still have to cook and clean and, you know, all that stuff. But I had an experience with a psychic on a radio station, and her name was Marissa. And Marissa said, "I don't know if you realize this, but your mom is leaving you dimes." And I was like, "Huh, that's weird," because I have been finding them, but I didn't equate them with the loss of my mom. And so, sure enough, I'm finding them at a rapid pace. Not only that, but when I started telling my producer about it, as I turned, he said, "Oh, you need to write that down." And I go to turn to get a pad of paper. And sure enough, underneath the radio board is one shiny dime. So now it's happening at a pretty rapid pace. I find them coming out of church, out of Target, Office Depot. When I travel, I traveled down to see my dad, who outlived my mom by a long shot. And I go to see dad. I get my, suitcase off the conveyor belt and roll it over, go to call him to say, "Hey, I'm going to grab an Uber. I'm on my way." Boom. There's a dime by my bag. Kind of her saying to me, "Thank you, Janie. Thank you for going to see dad. Thank you for taking care of him," you know. So so that was my experience. So I started collecting them. I have hundreds now. I not only have, you know, good old USA dimes, but I've got a 10 pence that I found in London, and I have a Euro dime that I found in Paris when we were traveling. And so it's cool. So I want to hear those stories. Are you connecting? Do you have signs? Have your loved ones left you something, or are you having vivid visitations or dreams? Those are the type of things I'm very fascinated with. I'm also down with, if you have a friend that is in the funeral business, let's talk about it. I want to talk about the new ways that they're finding to lay remains to rest or to do different things with. One of my friends, she lost her parents and they both were cremated. And then she went to this really cool glass blowing place because she's from Seattle, which is kind of the home of glass blowing. And she had their ashes infused in this beautiful sphere. It's like this gorgeous big ball of lovely energy, and her folks' ashes are in it. Now, not what I did, because both my folks were traditional and were put in a casket and put in the ground. But I kind of dig that idea that you could have this, I don't know, their energy still within a beautiful item that you could have in your house. So any kind of ideas like that, I think, are worthy of us communicating about. And near-death experiences. I've had a couple people on the show that have had those, and I find that fascinating. So I guess this is sort of just my little, hey, welcome to the next room and the reset for 2020, and just putting it out there and letting you know that I am open and willing to talk to you about anything. And probably one of the biggest topics that is the most painful is grief. You know, what happens when we lose that loved one? You know, all of those emotions, it's just, it just feels, for everyone, it's different, I know, but oh my goodness, it's like, I don't know, it's like losing a limb. You know, you lose someone and then you don't know, they're not really lost, because I just think that they've transferred energy, right? So they're still here, but you can't wrap your arms around them. You can't kiss their face. You can't rub their feet. You can't say to them, hey, I love you. Clean up your room. All those things. You just can't do that anymore. So grief is a great topic. And I've had one of the grief experts. If you want to go back, you can listen to any of these shows that I've done through the past year. Jan Warner is the undisputed queen of grief. She didn't mean to be, but she lost her husband. She went through a massive grieving period. She thought about hurting herself and kind of ending her own life. And one of her girlfriends said, I think you need to blog about it. So what did she do? She picked up a pen. She started writing. And then her friend said, you need to have a Facebook page. So Jan starts this innocent little Facebook page where it's open to people that want to come on and talk about their grief and their pain. And so, of course, one thing leads to another. She's got 100 people. Then she has 1,000 people. And then she's like, oh, my gosh, that's respectable. I haven't looked at it recently, but I think the last time I checked in with Jan, she was pushing like 1 million people. 1 million just you, me, the person next door, grieving a loss, coming into this beautiful Facebook page and sharing our pain and also finding some solace and maybe like-minded individuals to be able to connect with. Really beautiful. So then what happens? She gets a call from a publisher. Hey, Jan, you need to turn your Facebook page into a book. So she has a beautiful book on grieving. Grief Speaks Out. So, and here's a cool thing about Jan. Jan's not looking to profit from any of this. She literally sent me like a case of books just to give away on the show a year ago. She leaves them at hospitals and hospice buildings, and she just gives them to everybody. Anybody that wants them, she will give them to you. She's just such a cool lady. So please support her and support Laura and support Sarah and other individuals that have been on the show. Just go back and listen to all the different shows. It's very eclectic and very different. And in my opinion, very, very interesting. So it is The New Room. It is a show about death, dying, grief, what's next, energy, transfer of energy, and you name it. So signs from our loved ones. I'm open, I'm willing, and I'm ready to have you on the show. So by all means, reach out, contact me. This show will be a short one today just because I didn't have an interview because I kind of wanted to reset and welcome you to the next room in the new year, in the new decade, in the new moment, which is right now. So thank you so much for listening. And I really appreciate it. I honestly don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm just going with a passionate impulse. And that passion happens to be making me live richer and deeper and with more feeling, because I know that this is a temporary part of our life. This is just one chapter. And then I'm hoping like heck that I'm going to have another chapter and another chapter and another chapter. And all those people that have gone before me, my mom, my beautiful sister Lynn, my fabulous dog Honey, my extraordinarily funny dad, my friend John, my friend Carrie, my friend Roger. My goodness, I look forward to seeing them all someday, long, long time from now, because remember, I'm going to be 98 and I'm going to be cute and wrinkled as a little bug's ear hanging out in my house with my loved ones around me. So we're talking a long time from now because I'm just a little spring chicken, right? Okay. So that's all I have for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. May you have peace and joy and set good intentions for whatever is next for you. I really, really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next week, and I will have a fabulous guest. I just don't know who it is yet. Isn't that fun? It'll be a surprise for both of us. Thanks for tuning in.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.